Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Now, this theme here, Kenny, leave this up here a little bit. So this is, so I want you to do. So this is Dr. Wily's Castle from Mega Man 2. It's a famous video game theme. Now, Kenny, do me a favor. Kenny, stop it. Okay. I'm going to ask you to restart it in a second because I know the song by heart. It's going to get to, like, it's not the chorus. But there's a trick with this song. And there's a, does anyone know who Smooth McGroove is? Brad, do you know who Smooth McGroove is? Probably not as my
I am
totally
not familiar with Smooth McGroove. No.
Okay, so Smooth McGroove, I don't know if he's still around, but like a number of years ago, he had a YouTube channel where he created a cappella versions of these great video game songs where he would record himself in like 10 different windows, like creating the sounds like with his mouth, like all the different sound effects, and would splice them all together, and they were really exceptional. And he's got a big beard and he's got all these cats that he has in the videos. And if you like this kind of thing, and like I do, and like a lot of people probably don't, like you would really dig it. But if you like video game music, I would encourage people to check this out. So he did a video with this song, and what he said was, the way that you can think about it is, what you say is, put the bob in the bottle, put the bob in the bottle, put the bob in the bottle, put the bob in the bottle. Kenny, play it again here. Starting right now. Put the bob in the bottle, ba ba ba, put the bob in the bottle, ba 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 ba. The bob in the bottle, ba 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 ba. All right, got some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with Predict the Prop and all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us today. We had our friend Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Love Danny. And our friend the whale capper, Drew Densick. Thank you very much to Drew and happy Thanksgiving to both of them. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, our technical director. Today is his flu game. Was it as good as Michael Jordan's? No. Tyler Morales. Our engineer, the great Kenny Henderson, a.k.a. Kenderson. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, downtown Mike Brown. And our associate producer, the one, the only, the great Addie Bates. And as I say, my daughter loves to say Abby, like Abby Cadabby from Sesame Street. She goes, Abby. So now whenever I say Addie Bates' name, I want to say it like my daughter says, Abby. Addie. Thank you very much, Addie. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM. Tonight, Brad, who is your co-host tonight?
PJ Glasser, a.k.a. the Glassman.
Oh, the Glassman, along with our friend Brad Evans, who joins us now on a Tuesday. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo. Hope your college hoops bets are hitting, mi amigo.
Yeah, so last night, unfortunately, so I think we were on the same sides last night, right? We both had Oregon, we both had Gonzaga, so 1-1 last night in those two games in college hoops. I want to get your thoughts on college hoops in a second. Anything you, I have Houston right now, -2.5 against Tennessee. Any current action you've got right now? Quickly, so we can get to predict the prop.
Yeah, I did a live dive actually on the Cincy Houston game. I grabbed it on the live total under 147.5. Absurdly too high. Both these teams are absolute slogs, defensive minded. They're going to grind it out, I believe, in the second half. And it's going to be a game of rock'em, sock'em robots. I think it'll be lucky to escape the 60s.
All right. Predict the prop, and then we'll get some college basketball bets for tonight. Brad, I would love to, if you'd be so kind, do a prop from each of the three games on Thanksgiving, and then tomorrow we could do Black Friday and NFL Sunday. That work for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, wide receiver, please. One from each game on Thursday.
Well, I only have a couple of wide receivers, so we're going to have to do the third one on a random dude. So we'll get to that here in a second. So let's go with the first game with Detroit in Green Bay. Amon-Ra St. Brown, receiving yards, predict the prop.
Okay, so I was doing some work today on the Thanksgiving games because I'm going to do Prop King tomorrow, obviously, because like I'm not doing working Thursday, Friday, and I want to make sure I give the bets out tomorrow. So I actually have some thoughts on this. So the Packers, with Jeff Hafley as the DC, have actually done a pretty nice job on Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I actually think the number is going to be a little lower than expected here. It's either high 60s or low 70s. I want to say it's 60-something, but it's probably a little higher than that. I'll say 71.5 for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct! Within the 5-yard range, where the actual number is 74.5. So what's the lean, over or under?
I think I lean to the under. I think it's a JMO game for the Lions on Thursday.
Yeah, squeaky wheel's going to get the grease. I'm kind of with you there. I like the under as well. I think the number's too high. I don't think he's going to get out of the 60. So you and I on the same wavelength. You want another wideout? I got one for game two.
Let's do it, my friend.
All right, let's go with a white hot George Pickens. Again, the market here is receiving yards. Nick, predict the prop.
All right, so Cowboys, Chiefs, Pickens maybe not fully healthy. CeeDee Lamb. Brian Schottenheimer has said they're going to feed 88 in the game following the drops. Just as an aside, Tyler Morales will appreciate this. When I read that, Brian Schottenheimer said it, I think about the beginning of the song Girls Around the World by Lloyd when they say the year is 88. Just wanted to say that. So Pickens won't be as high as CeeDee. CeeDee's going to be in probably the mid-80s. I'll say George Pickens is in the mid-70s, 75.5 for George Pickens.
Ding, 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 ding. Almost exactly right. The action number is, again, 74.5. What's the call here? Over, under?
Honestly, under. Against the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of Jalen Watson or McDuffie in coverage. Probably McDuffie more so. McDuffie's only given up 8.3 yards per catch. So if you think Pickens is going to go absolutely nuts again, you might want to scale that thought back and pump the grapes and go ahead and pour yourself some more grapes, I think is what I was trying to get to. Sit back, relax, and hopefully count your winnings in the end. All right, let's go into the primetime lights. I'm going to give you a quarterback prop in this one.
Okay.
And I'll just go ahead and tee it up right now. Joe Burrow's back. What is the pass yards prop, Nick? Predict the prop.
Wow. I'm whenever I do quarterback props, like I don't really bet quarterback props. So I don't, like, okay. So first game back, no T. Higgins. High total in the game. So the number has to be reasonably high. Kenny in the chat guessed 243.5. I'll actually go a little higher than that. I'll say 255.5 for Joe Burrow.
Ding, 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 ding! And almost again, exactly right!
Wow.
The number is 254.5. Maybe you should play some more quarterback props. So what are your thoughts on Burrow's first game back in eons, over or under?
I think I want to bet Mitchell Tinsley anytime touchdown again. That's what I would like to do.
Or Jamar Chase, made for like 10 plus receptions. He's going to be funneled with maybe like 15 to 20 targets. That's not exaggeration, folks. I would actually lean under. There's got to be some accumulated rust and dust there for Joe Burrow, though the Ravens have been susceptible on the back end, but they got some good news today with Kyle Hamilton, a full participant in practice.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. That definitely matters quite a bit for the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, you're a college basketball stud, my friend. Got a couple really good games tonight. Michigan, Auburn, Wolverines, 5.5-point favorites in that game against. And so Michigan's gotten bet over the course of the day. That was 4.5 earlier.
Wow.
The Zags are getting bet right now, 14.5, and might go to 15 against Maryland. Oregon, 1.5 against San Diego State. And Bama, 14.5 against UNLV. UNLV is getting bet in that game. So I texted Brad earlier that I want to bet Maryland and stand in front of the Gonzaga train after last night. I bet Gonzaga last night. I want to bet UNLV plus the 14.5 against Alabama.
Wow.
What do you like tonight in college hoops, my friends?
Yeah, honestly, my favorite bet is on a total. I'm going to land down under on San Diego State and Oregon. I think that game is going to be a slog. I think it's going to be lower scoring than some people expect. Back-to-back, of course, Oregon playing deep into the night. And both these teams are pretty slow in tempo, both outside the top 170 in that category, and both really struggling, putting ball through basket. I look at San Diego State, 192 EFG offense, Oregon at 270 in EFG offense, both defensive-minded. That, to me, is my best bet on the board. I might sit back, relax, and do a little live betting on the late-night tip. I got to see how these teams come out, again, with all of them in action last night. But, man, those are some big numbers, especially in the Zags game.
Brad, appreciate you, my friend. We'll catch up with you tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Have a great show tonight with the Glass Man.
Auburn plus 5.5 against Michigan. I'm out.
Oh, I think I agree with Brad on that. The great Brad Evans, BetMGM tonight, following us here on the BetMGM Network. Let's get to the bets. Kenny, please drop the dope ass beat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. All right, we'll start with college hoops. Okay, so I'm going to... I would like to gamble tonight. So I'm going to place some small bets here because I want action. I'm with Brad. I like Auburn plus 5.5 against Michigan. So I'm riding with Brad on Auburn. I think Stephen Pearl's actually been really impressive. Gonna give you diamonds and pearls. Auburn plus 5.5. I think today is a decent day to step in front of the Gonzaga train after they trucked Alabama. And I bet Gonzaga last night. I think Gonzaga's one of like the three best teams in the country. But doesn't that feel like now that everybody's saying that, now we can bet Maryland at a big price? I'll take Maryland plus 14.5, 15 against Gonzaga. I'll bet that game at the death. And give me small bet on UNLV. Bama playing second game in two nights, as frenetic as they play. I'll take 14.5 with the running Rebels against Alabama. Small bets for me tonight in college hoops. Let's go to the NBA. Really abbreviated slate, only three games. Only one bet for me, and the betting market's moving in my favor. I laid 3.5 with Orlando a few hours ago. I don't say that to brag. If the market were moving against me, I would say it. You know how I bet these Sixers games. I like it when Embiid's out, when Paul George is out, but we get Edgecombe and we get Tyrese Maxey. Well, tonight, Embiid and George are out, and so is Edgecombe. And I don't trust Jared McCain right now, and Orlando's playing well without Paolo Banchero. I will lay the Orlando Magic on the road in Philly against the Sixers. And just to shout him out, our friend Kenny Henderson talked to me about the Lakers before the show against the Clippers. The Lakers are getting bet right now, and it looks like this is going to go to 7. The Lakers are 6.5-point home favorites. The Clippers, when they step up in class, and they've been really bad this season, when they play good teams, they get railroaded. The Lakers are definitely a good team. I'm going to be on the sidelines of that game. If I had to bet it, I would bet the Lakers. So Orlando for me in the NBA, Auburn, Maryland, UNLV tonight in College Hoops. Kenny is not with us tomorrow. Kenny, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And to all the listeners and viewers, we will catch you tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. And until then, I am Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.